This is Jackie. Can I help you?
Hey, Jackie. Bob Adams. How are you?
What can I do for you, Bob?
Hey, listen. I know you're
finished our conversation.
Yeah, I know. And you're writing your letter, and I'm sure it's going to be... there was one thing I wanted to make sure that you guys can do for me. And you can do this and make sure that it happens. That would be a great big step for me to be able to heal.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I want that book back. I want my cookbook back that Gareth Warren coerced out of me as a trophy.
Okay, so you are asking for a cookbook that he has,
That's part of that, yeah. Well, I didn't give, he wouldn't leave my house without one of my books that I had inscribed to him.
I remember hearing great things about that cookbook. That I will definitely look into, okay?
I want that book back. I really do.
I hear you.
And the inscription in it, and I'll tell you what the inscription says, and what kills me about it, and it's written in thousands of cookbooks. I've written in, literally, it may even be in Ann's cookbook for all I know, thousands of cookbooks, is, glad to be here that you'll be cooking up some hot stuff soon.
Okay.
All right? That's the inscription, but I've been demanding that cookbook back since June, and Deidre Flynn and all you folks don't want me to get that book back, and
I will see what I can do.
Because he may as well be rubbing his balls on every firefighter's face in America.
I will try. I will tell you this.
You know what? You're not. And I'm not either. You know what it is? It's that you, and I, honest, it is. You don't understand. When I have to deal with healthcare providers in any way, shape, or form, doesn't matter if it's a secretary, an administrator, a doctor, or records keep, doesn't matter anymore because of every experience ongoing. I woke up on an operating table and being misdiagnosed and being, you know, having medical records that I'm HIV positive when I'm not, and being diagnosed as a raging alcoholic when I'm not, and on medications that I'm 5-6 different other Robert Adamses mixed in, and lied to and misrepresented and over and over and over again, ultimately to be culminating with this horrible experience with Dr. Warren the very first time I get back, I go back on at the university for the first time, and I'm left to languish in pain for another 9 months. And it's every time I deal with a healthcare provider, it creates PTSD. It's a PTSD. It's more of a trigger. I can't even take my dog to the vet without being triggered. Do you understand how profound this has been? Not just Gareth Warren, and it doesn't have anything to do, not just Gareth Warren. It goes back. I mean, this is like, that's why you guys have a history. You should know all this. And why is this all a surprise? And why I do, and I take the high road. Why I make mitten aware? I woke up on an operating table. I have PTSD. All of my other physicians and healthcare providers outside of the university seem to not have a problem with me. And I'm aware, and I act no more differently towards them than anybody else. I have a inflection in my voice. And I have a deep voice. Where am I left? I'm sick. I've been sick and I've been getting my care there. My uncle was the former chief of surgery at Strong. I've been getting my care there since I was 12 years old. I've been sick and going there since I was 12. I mean, you guys have to appreciate not just like the physio. I mean, where am I going to go? Do the resources are there? Are the resources available at the university? You know, for everybody with autoimmune diseases, where am I going to go? With all these special little things, and had I not woken up on an operator, if had I not been diagnosed with PTSD, maybe I could have gone. Maybe I wouldn't be such a complicated medical case. But you guys
have. Can I ask you one thing? Would you want to get names of someone in behavioral health to help work through this that you're
I would have loved that a long time ago, but now I don't know what it's like.
I can't go back, but can I go forward with it? That's what I'm asking.
I don't, you know what? I don't trust, you know what's hard for me, Jay? I don't trust you guys enough to be able to, if I went in and talked to somebody about things, I couldn't be, I don't know. How is it going to come back and haunt me?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a primary care physician like?
No, I don't. I haven't, no.
What about starting there? Okay, they're people that are, they belong to us, but they're not in the system, they're not in the hospital per se. You know, we have...
They're not employees.
Primary care, no.
I have gone through, do you know the difficulty that because of this experience, the blackballing that has gone on in the community against me has made my husband, Gary's been trying, I can't tell you how many doctors I've tried to go through. Down at this point, I'm like, you know, scraping the barrel. I mean, there was this one guy, Gary, and I went to this. Gary was like, Gary, do I have to stay and go to this doctor? And he goes, no, it's some clinic down on Lyle Avenue. And he's like, no, I don't want you to come here.
You need to get health care. I mean, you need to be cared for. You can't not have a doctor.
That's why it's like, you know, when I'm in pain and something's wrong and something hurts and it all comes back because you know whose fault this is? It's Gareth Warren's fault and it's Deidre Flynn's fault and it's, you know what, everybody else's, but it's not mine. And I don't care if I have I have a shitty attitude. That's what kills me. I know it. I know it.
I want to tell you something. I want you to hear this. I do appreciate you calling me back. Because I do think, besides this book, you were trying to say, hey, listen, I don't want war with you. I mean, am I wrong? That's kind of how it feels to me. So I would like
to... I don't know. I can't trust myself anymore. I don't know. Half the time, I don't know. I just walk around like I'm just... I don't know what I'm doing. I just exist.
It sounds like you need some behavioral health.
I wish that, yeah, but I don't even know where to begin. I don't want to open up that can of worms. I've tried.
Okay.
I want to get closure.
At least let me get you some.
And who's paying for all this? Do you understand the financial hardship on this, too? Who's paying for all this shit? And then I have to get the worst. I always get the worst. I always get the worst health care. I actually had a shrink tell me that once, Jackie. I went in and talked to the guy, and I was talking just like this 2 weeks. 2 weeks after Gareth Warren. And this asshole over on Linden Oaks. And this guy says to me, at the end of after he takes my $150, he's like, yeah, you know, you're going to have to get over your anger towards the healthcare providers before I'm going to be able to help you. And I was like, no shit. What do you think I'm doing here? It's like, so that was like, what do you think I'm doing here? Of course. Duh. Like, yeah, thanks, pal. Well, at least you're not going to come over to my house now. You're not planning on coming to my house later and having sex with me, are you? Because I know you're not going to help me. I can't believe that. That's how it's just amazing that, you know, this guy just, it's so wildly egregious that his behavior is just, like, amazing. I must, like, have, like, a target on me that just says, vulnerable, be used. I mean, really, this guy, Gareth Warren, and who's in this asshole that referred me to him? I'm pissed at him. I'm pissed at so many people, and mostly myself, because I'm not strong, and I'm not this, and I'm not that, and I wish I, you know, and I just keep spinning.
Why don't you stop beating yourself up, okay?
I reached out to you guys, and again, it's kind of sucks. Nobody ever... all you guys that give a shit about is Gareth Warren, because you know what? Nobody ever, you mentioned that to me earlier, you're like, why haven't I heard from you in a year and a half? And I'm like, well, why haven't I heard from you? You know the case is all over, and this and that, and blah, 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 and the OPMC thing. You could have called me back up, and, you know, after it was settled, at the end, 2 weeks later, it was settled at the end of August. You could have called me up in September and said, hey, let's get together. We need to start fixing you now.
Right, and you know what? I hear you, and all I can tell you is that typically we do leave it with people to reach out to us when they're in need, and that's what...
Well, that's kind of abysmal. I mean, you got these gazillions of dollars. You, like, do research this and programs for that.
Obviously, if you're a patient, whatever, we do. But you have to be honest. This was a very... And I don't even know all the details of the
I'll be happy to discuss the details with you.
But I'm just telling
you. You should know the details. You should. Somebody should have heard from me and said, what is Bob Adams' side of the story? All we've heard is Gareth Warren.
You talked. Okay. But what? Come on. You must have, when you put in a complaint. Okay. They didn't ask you anything?
You know what they did? You know what they did? When I called them up and I was, and I said, yeah, my name is Bobby and I was sexually assaulted by Dr. Warren and I have his admission on tape. They said, when can you come in? We want to interview you and bring your evidence with you. And they had me and the director of the Restore program and another witness. And they called the three of us in within 5 days after Gareth Warren stole my cookbook from me and stole my life from me and walked away with everything in my, my self-worth. 5 days later, that's when I went down to OP. I didn't call Strong because, you know what? What would have happened to them? The way you guys the heavy-handed tactics and the muscling that you guys used after that, I can only imagine what would have happened to me and what would have happened to the evidence had I come to the university directly. It would be naive of me to think or say that the university would have done anything and taken it seriously and that evidence would have been gone. So I had his full, he was stalking me. He went through this whole stalking phase and all this other shit over a 2-week period. It's like, what kind of doctor, who does this? I never communicated with him. I never spoke to him. I only saw him twice, once at your hospital and once when he was walking up my front steps.
So, Bob, here's what I want you to think about.
And boy, I have such a demeanor. I have such a demeanor. Don't you agree? Aren't I such a swell guy? Doesn't everybody? Wouldn't you think every doctor in the world is just like, dying to fall into my feet? Must be able to have some kind of pheromones or something. Or maybe it's pixie dust. I don't know, but man.
I want you to get healthy. I want you to feel better. If we give you some names...
Which is another reason I act this way, is because I try and make myself as undesirable as possible. I think I succeed.
I want you to take a deep breath, okay? And I want you... I'm going to look into the book. But I am also going to get you some numbers of support groups and things that maybe could be helpful to you.
No. All right. Support numbers for... You know what? I don't really want that... I don't want to go that route yet. No. Get me an appointment.
Okay.
You know what? Get me an appointment with the chair of the behavioral psychology department.
You know what?
Get me somebody that knows about, because it's not just about one thing. Who knows? Is this physiological, too? How much of this is physiological? Because of my... 40 years with an autoimmune disease and, white blood cells and this and that. Who knows all the shit? I'm worn down.
Right.
Who knows what's going on in the bean? And you guys are going to twist it all up and make it my fault. That's what kills me. Somehow this pervert is going to wind up... I cannot believe that I'm put in this position that I have to continuously defend. Does the university and your take on this, do you believe that he didn't sexually assault me? Do you think it was consensual?
Can I tell you, I'm really not going to talk about the details of this because I don't know what went on and my role in this.
Oh, God. You want to, again, I'll be happy to. I've done it before. I wear it on my, like
there.
A life on my
I
sleeve.
I don't want to go there.
It's part of my healing.
Don't want to go there.
It's a part of my healing.
I don't want to go there. But I think you
why? Why don't you want to hear it? Even though it's dirty and it's ugly, why don't?
I can't help you. I can't help you.
But just hearing me does.
Someone.
Do you understand, Jackie? If I'm supposed to trust you and have faith in you that what you're saying is true, then you have to be able to hear me and hear the whole thing. And know that there are two sides to this. And not just some peripheral like whatever you've heard. You need to take a stand on it. Really, you can. And you can. You can be that woman now.
I am representing, in my call to you, I am representing the University of Rochester Medical Center. And what I've been asked to tell you by those involved, legal, et cetera, is that this case has been taken extremely seriously, investigated, as you said, called the outside investigation, and it's done for us. So I can't keep reopening this door. What I can do is try to get you care to get you
get
to
me
a
my
place
book back
where you can move forward. And I'm going to try to get your book back.
Get that
okay?
book back.
I will try.
I don't care if it's in some lawyer's desk. I don't give a shit where it is.
Okay.
Guido Dario's guy, whoever the fuck's
I
got,
will,
I want that book
I
back.
I will see it. I will try.
And it's
I
dated,
can't
too.
I anything, but I will try.
I know
okay?
it's dated, so don't go. Yeah, I know. I know that book.
Okay. Okay. I will
piece
try.
Of crap.
So listen, I want you to try to take care of yourself. You deserve some peace.
I wish I do. You think
do.
So?
I do think so.
Why? How do I? I don't. So you know what? I don't feel like I still don't. I have to get over that because I don't. All I feel like I deserve is just to be like, you know, ground into the ground like a
well,
like
you
a bug.
Don't. Okay. No one. People deserve to be able to live their life and be healthy. Okay.
So yeah. Well, screw the happiness part, right?
Okay.
I agree, but I'm not gonna belabor this. But I gotta tell you, your take on this is. I'm still disappointed on the university's take.
I,
you guys are done.
I hear you.
You could, like, you know what another solution might be? You know, you can get rid of him. That's a great one. You might want to do, can really consider that.
I could get rid of him if I wanted to. It doesn't work like that, okay?
I don't know how it works. You got rid of Jaeger, didn't you? You got rid of Jaeger, didn't you? You can get rid of Gareth Warren.
I am.
Put him down.
Okay.
Put him down and put him down in the basement somewhere.
Involved in that.
Put him down in the basement somewhere, looking in a microscope, so that he's not using people's medical records as his own personal grinder. It's kind of scary.
Well, Bob, do you think we're not on top of any issues?
Have there been other victims? Have there been other victims other than me?
Bob, it's not my place to tell you, but do you think he'd be practicing if there were other cases? Come on.
I don't know.
So I'm telling
I don't
you,
know. You guys may know. Just because you guys.
I'm not. Listen, I can't keep rehashing this with you. Maybe it makes you feel better, but it's not really getting anywhere. I actually have to be in a meeting at 6.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be
at
a barbecue in 15 minutes.
So listen, I've given you some. You've given me something concrete that I may be able to help with. I'm going to go talk about that cookbook and see what I can do. Okay.
Okay.
And I will be back.
Okay.
But I'm okay. Talk to you and please try to take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
You do need to find health care. You do need to figure out how you can deal with the healthcare environment and not have such PTSD or whatever this is. You're going to need to figure
it out. It is PTSD. I've been diagnosed. That's what he used against me. Again, it's right on the top of my chart there, huh? You know, Jackie, it says it right there. Crohn's disease, PTSD, anesthesia awareness. You know, Dupuytren's contracture, hernia, you know, it's all right there on the top of my chart. So, yeah, welcome to my world. This is my truth. And I wouldn't be, yeah, I love that I got this diet. And it's a medically, and I have to be clear, it's a medically induced PTSD. Let's all remember that. All right, have a nice day. Call me and let me know how it goes with my cookbook. Don't worry about the, yeah.
Also, okay, I'll talk to you when I find out, okay?
Yeah. Call. Bye. I gotta hop in the shower. Change.
get something. I asked if they needed anything. She's like, no, 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 you're alone. Blah. I'm like, yeah, or so you got a ticket in my car, huh? Yeah, I think I got nailed too on one. I have a feeling I'm waiting for one to come, because I was like driving somewhere. It was early in the morning, going to Home Depot or something, and I was in the intersection, I saw the flash, and I was like, the fuck, and it scared me, and I was like, I wonder if my picture just got taken, and why, uh-oh. But I wasn't doing anything that I shouldn't have. I sure didn't think I was, but... It's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked up, though, because I was like, you know... I don't know. Anyway. I was like, I know the light was... I know when I was in the middle of the intersection, the light was still green. Huh? Oh, brother. Are you there? Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
She sent an email saying that they had like 10 people come through and a couple off the street just from the past. She loved the house. He wants a condo with no yard basement. Their daughter lives here. This is Austin, I guess.
How many brokers showed up? 10?
I guess the feedback was it's something like a substantial property. Unique and bright. Spectacular property, unique and bright. A little overpriced for not having granite and hardwood. But we didn't have a market.
But it's the beginning of the market and should sell. Okay. Yeah. I better get back in that work, get back to work tomorrow.
What did you do today?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I slept until 9:30. I got up. What did I do? I had a couple panic attacks and some, you know, whatever I needed to do, and then went to I took Ben, we went and bought cigarettes, and then we went to the Bearded Clam.
How was that?
Yeah, it was fine. I certainly didn't overtip. And I didn't even sit at the bar. And Ben and I just hung out and sat at the table. I wanted to go someplace and get outside and see people, but with him, I can't just go anywhere. I was like, man, I can't just go anywhere with him, you know, go and do something. I was thinking about the only beach I can take him to is up in Santa Maria, you know, the causeway up on Anna Maria. I'm like, I don't feel like driving all the way over there. No, not terribly. I'm sure, yeah, the Oyster Bar was a lot more crowded. And then we went from there, we came back here, and then they came and did the lawn. to Mitch a little bit. And
him and Ben and Jake walked around. And he's going to only be around a couple more days, I guess. And then came back here. That's it. I've been thinking about going swimming all day. I haven't done swimming at all. I have to hop in the shower, get changed, and go down the street. Dinner's at 6:30, so I gotta get going. Say hi to Joey for me, and I'll talk to you later. How was your day? Did you have a good day at work? I will. I have to hop in the shower, though, so. Okay? All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. like it, but that doesn't mean I want it. It's like... Who is it? I'm gonna look in. I'll come back for you. Maybe I can come back for you.